When you know it is God's will to heal you, it becomes easier to receive your healing from Jesus. Join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory today and become established in the truth that healing is absolutely for you.
Let's open our Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, please. We're going to look at this. Three different accounts. If you search Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are 19 individual healings. Now, of course, there's a lot, you know, there's multitudes of people were healed in the ministry of Jesus. Now, it looks like more than that, but like this one, this is recorded three different times. But there are 19 individual healings. And it's, oh, what a marvelous study to see people receive from Jesus. And I want you to see this morning just how easy it is to receive from Him. In the second verse, Matthew 8, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, there are millions upon millions upon millions of Christian people today that have this same problem. They know he can, but is it his will? Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Look what Jesus said. I will. I will. He's no respecter of persons. If he ever said that to anybody, then he says that to everybody. Because he is the will of God in action for all men for all time. Glory to God. You missed a place to shout right there. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, Mark chapter 1. And we'll look at the 40th verse. There came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, Mark adds this comment. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Now we'll look in Luke chapter 5. In the 12th verse, Luke 5, 12. It came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. Now, Luke, being a physician, he gives more detail in several places about sick people. So the Dr. Luke let us know he's in stage 4. He's full of leprosy. In other words, he's dying. It's all over him. My goodness. My. Now, who seeing Jesus fell on his face. Now we see something. We see from these accounts that he kneeled and worshiped him. And then at some moment there, he just fell on his face. Because you see, those two writers don't contradict one another. Both of them are right. He kneeled and then he just fell on his face worshiping him. This sounds like it only took, 10 seconds. We don't know how long this went on. We don't know how long he just worshiped him and just worshiped him and worshiped him. Moved with compassion. Jesus moved with compassion. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. He put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Now, let's take a look at this. A man in stage 4 leprosy. Can you imagine how nasty and filthy those old leprous sores all over him, probably open running sores? Nobody's had anything to do with this man for years, except another leper. Nobody would dare touch him. But compassion did. Does that say something to you? Oh, it does to me. I tell you, the compassion of God, the compassion of Jesus himself. Glory to God. And now the man's on his face. So Jesus, I just see him. I can just see him just get down there right in the dirt with him. And, and just get right in his face and say, what one translation says, of course I will. Isn't that good? Amen. Of course I will. That's what he's saying to you this morning. Of course I will. And now you and I are on this side of the cross. Amen. He bore our sickness. He carried our pain. Amen. And he's saying the same thing to you and me this morning. Of course I will. What's he saying? Of course it's my will. Absolutely my will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you imagine how ridiculous it would be to have the idea that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pains in his own body on the tree? And then say it's not God's will to heal today? Let me ask you something. Does God ever change?
No.
Did you know his name's not God? That came out of German theology. Gott. No, he's got a lot of names. And in the English Bible, it's just God this and God that and God this. But he is Jehovah Rapha.
Yes. Yes.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. Yes. His name is healing.
Yes.
So when did he change his name? Yes. He didn't. He didn't. He had theologians take care of that for him. And they really screwed it up. Because he's never changed. He is the Lord that healeth thee. Well, yes, Brother Copeland, but you see, that was in the Old Testament and that was for the Jews. Well, what about the other 11 tribes?
Right.
Huh? I like that. Huh? Yeah. Jew is just short for Judah. No, it's not the Jews. It's the seed of Abraham.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if the new covenant is a better covenant with better promises,
amen.
We didn't get cut out. We got more of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody got healed of asthma right then, just while I was talking. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, suck some good clean air down in those healed lungs right now. Hallelujah. Oh, I got healed of that when I was a little boy. I know what that's like when I was just a little guy for a short time. Praise God. But thank God. I thank God for mothers that pray. Now, my daddy was a praying man, but, you know, mama was serious. I mean, while dad's out working, she's praying. And she prayed polio off of me when I was a little kid. I'm telling you, that's amazing. Yeah. And this is back during the time when polio was just, and I had a good friend. She was a little bit, a few years older than me. And that horrible disease attacked her. Well, I was in bed with what they thought was the flu. And I had a stack of magazines laying on my bed there. I was, 12 probably. I don't think it's any older than that. 10 to 12, something like that. But I was feeling better. And my magazines were stacked down there. And so I decided, well, I'm going to get one of my magazines. And I couldn't. Why can't I make my body move? I'm propped up in the bed, but I'm wanting to reach over there and get my magazines. But my body not working. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, you know, man, I hollered mama. She came running in there and I told her. Well, it never occurred to me. Polio never occurred to me. I just couldn't figure out what was happening to me. Man, I'm telling you, she hit her knees and she didn't get up. She stayed right there until I could pick up that magazine. Amen. We were preaching in Shreveport, Louisiana, glory in me. This is back in the very early days of our ministry. And I was holding a meeting in Life Tabernacle. And Life Tabernacle was Carolyn Savelle's home church. And it was at the same time that Jerry Savelle got saved in the meeting. It wasn't this particular meeting, but it was in the same church. And let's see, Jerry had accepted the Lord the next time I was there, I believe. Anyway, I checked in there on Sunday night, the meeting started on Monday morning. And I felt a tightness that night in church, Sunday night, and we were just sitting there in the pew, particularly during the worship service. They had one of the greatest piano players I've ever heard in my life. And Anna Jean Price, oh, I tell you, she's something. And I'm just enjoying the music, and I felt this thing kind of tight inside my leg. But I didn't pay any attention to it much. And the next morning, when I got up, oh man, I had pain. It was, and it just kept getting worse. And it started moving down my leg and lodged in there somewhere above right inside my leg there, above my knee. And it got so bad, I'd walk out on the platform under the anointing and the pain would leave. I'd step off that platform, and there was one time I stepped off the platform and I screamed out loud before I could stop it. It just slammed me with the worst pain that I'd ever had up to that time. Well, I won't go through all the things, but that happened day after day after day and got worse and worse and worse. Well, this was during the days we didn't have an airplane yet, and so we were still riding the airlines. And this is back when the Love Field was in what was the airport. DFW didn't exist. So we got to the gate, and oh man, sitting on that, in that airline seat, coming, I'll tell you, you know, that leg is sitting there, thoom, 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 thoom. Man, I'm hurting. And I'm quoting every scripture I can think of, and just, you know, believing God, standing on the Word of God. You're not doing this to me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so I just took my stand, just bit down on it. What Gloria called bulldog faith.
All right.
The mascot at KCBC is bulldogs. We got bulldog faith. Amen. So, and the devil said, it's a mile from that gate up to the terminal to get your luggage, and I'm going to kill you. He said, I'm going to kill you with that. I said, no, you ain't killing anybody. We got off of the airplane. There was a guy standing there. Nobody called him. He was standing there with a wheelchair. He said, you need this. That wheelchair looks so good. Oh, man. I said, no, thank you. Heal men don't need wheelchairs. And it was just about a mile walk on that. It was the furthest gate from the terminal where that airplane parked. And I said, oh, Jesus, here we go. So my dad and mom picked us up and at the airport. And I said, we had to go past their house to get out to our house. I said, Daddy, let's go home. Let's go to your house. I don't want to stay in this car for long enough to get to my house. He said, okay. So they just stopped there at the house. And I went back in that back bedroom, which was my bedroom for when I lived at home. And by this time, it's about, it's about midnight, I guess, by the time I got in bed. And I got in bed and fell off to sleep. Now, Mama sat down in a chair right there at the end of my bed, praying in tongues. Like I told you last night, Mama would say, hit it in tongues, boy, hit it in tongues. Man, I mean, she sound like a machine. praying in the spirit. And I went off to sleep. About 3 o'clock, I sat straight up in bed. I mean, just sat straight up in bed. Mother said, that did it, good night. Every symptom gone. Now I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody in here that God's been dealing with you to do that. And you haven't been doing it.
Oh, hallelujah.
My grandfather had malignant tumors across the back of his shoulders. And he'd been in the hospital, but they just sent him home. And she's sitting up with him. Guess what she's doing? Oh, she's praying. And she fell off to sleep, and he woke her up, and it frightened her at first. She thought she'd let him die. And she woke up, and he was out of the bed. And he's doing this. She said, Papa, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting rid of this cancer. She said, you're getting rid of the cancer? He said, yeah. He said, this is what Jesus told me to do, and he's doing this. She said, why? He said, I don't know. He's standing right there. Ask him. totally healed.
Amen.
Totally healed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. It is the perfect will of God to heal the sick. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
On a clear night nearly 47 years ago, Kenneth Copeland was flying home from a meeting when he first heard a phrase that would significantly impact both his life and ministry. Coming to you from the revival capital of the world. As these words rang out from his spirit, he thought to himself, there's an entertainment capital in Hollywood and a political capital in Washington, D.C. But where's the revival capital of the world? At that moment, he was left with more questions than answers. Kenneth Copeland Ministries was experiencing tremendous growth. The ministry would move three times over the next 3.5 years. In 1973, Brother Copeland heard about a choice piece of property that was up for sale, and he quickly went to investigate. The sprawling land God had directed Brother Copeland to visit was a former military base once known as Eagle Mountain Air Station. Constructed to test gliders during the early part of World War II, the base had become home to over 2,000 pilots and soldiers during the peak of the war years. As Kenneth stepped onto the property, the Spirit of the Lord said, "This is the revival capital of the world, and you are going to build it." After various confirmations from the Lord and miraculous favor with the current owner, the property was purchased and construction began in 1979. What was a training ground for soldiers was now destined to become a place of spiritual training, a new base of operations that would deliver the Word of God. Thank you, partners, for going with us as we share the gospel from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. We're on this journey together to become the revival capital of the world. We will see the vision fulfilled as we continue to be used for the production of God's uncompromising word in every form that the heart can imagine.
God's word is life and healing to me. I am strong. My life is full of God's wholeness and abundant blessings.
Become God inside minded. Think like He thinks. Choose the healing and wellness He has promised you in His Word with the Harvest of Health Package. This life-changing set of resources includes And Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. God wants you well, and Jesus has already healed you, so take hold of His Word as your prescription for life and health. The Healing Scriptures CD builds up your spirit in the Word. Get rid of unforgiveness, choose to walk in love, and experience wholeness as you listen to anointed scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland. What you plant in your heart grows. The Harvest of Health, a mini book by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to take God's promises and confess them for your healing every day. Your Harvest of Health is on the way. Be sure to request your free Harvest of Health package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Tap into the powerful promises of healing for you in God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Is it God's will to heal you? Of course it is. And I want you to hear Jesus saying that to you today. And put your faith in the truth that He bore your sicknesses. He carried your pains in His own body on the cross. And He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals you. And He has never changed. Now today we want to provide you with more materials to keep you hearing the word concerning your divine health. And we've made this package available to you as a free gift. And in this package, you can be established in the truth of the Word of God without a shadow of doubt that healing is for you. And you don't have to wait until you're dealing with symptoms of sickness or disease. This resource material will immerse you in the healing Word of God so that you can live in divine health every day of your life. Start feeding on it today. Go to kcm.org, request your free package today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year again. The Southwest Believers Convention is coming up July 22nd through the 27th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come get in this meeting and experience what it's like to get around thousands of other believers who believe like you and talk like you and pray and praise and worship the way you do. Spend time in this anointed Word of God and just get immersed in it and watch the difference that it will make in your life. For more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org. Now, this is big. This year, we are celebrating 40 years of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday broadcast. And for 40 years, we've had this opportunity to share the Word of God from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And partners, listen, you have been a huge part in this. You've been a part of every broadcast. You've been a part of every message preached. And what the Lord has done through you is nothing short of a miracle. We thank you, partners, for being a part of these last 40 years and the next 40 years. The Lord willing, and I believe He has got great plans for this ministry for the decades to come. Now, don't miss next week's broadcast. Brother Copeland's going to be talking about how easy it is to receive healing from Jesus. You don't want to miss this. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
We release our faith for the greatest Southwest Believers Convention in history.
What kind of convention are we at right now?
All the greatest Word of Faith teachers here, and the atmosphere of all the Spirit-filled people is really like you can touch it. It's so tangible and so electric.
There's a difference in being like here in the atmosphere where you're around other people of like precious faith. I think it's really important to just be physically present.
Get in this environment with like-minded believers. It will change your life.
This conference is going to be the best conference you've ever had in your life.
When you get saturated with the Word for 10, 12, 13 hours a day, I mean, that's a gift that you give yourself.
Don't miss the Kenneth Copeland Southwest Believers Convention, July 22nd through the 27th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Register today at kcm.org/swbc. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.
Come on, amen. Let's go.